A Jew sits in Shushan and decrees, Mashiach now! Sicha by the Rebbe Melech Mashiach, translated by Baruch Merker. The Purim story unfolds in Shushan Abira, the capital city of Achashverosh's vast empire. Issuing forth from the royal palace there in Shushan were royal edicts and decrees that governed these subjects throughout the entire empire, 7, 20, and 100 countries. On a deeper level, Shushan Abira symbolizes the capital city of the King, King of Kings, Almighty God Himself. Now, since it is said of a Jew that God stands with him, therefore, he stands with the divine strength of Shushan Abira, wherever he may be. Thus, it is a Jew who establishes the conduct of the world's inhabitants. It is within his power and capacity to rule over and have an impact upon the entire world. 7, 20, and 100 countries. Of course, the skeptics ask, where is the legal precedent for this claim in the Torah? At first glance, this is merely a pshetel, a loosely derived teaching from Sefer HaTanya, chapter 41, where it quotes the verse, God stands with him. What authority gives us the right to make the claim that a lone Jew possesses the power to change the entire world? The response is that it is a clear ruling in Rambam's Yad HaChazakah. There, in the Laws of Repentance, Rambam writes, every person must see himself, as well as the entire world, as being half worthy and half liable. If one performs a single mitzvah, he inclines himself and the entire world to the side of favor, bringing to himself and to the others salvation and deliverance. This law establishes that it is within the capacity of every single Jew to have an impact on the entire world, to the extent that he can incline the judgment over the entire world to the side of favor, bringing about salvation and deliverance to all. Indeed, this ruling supports the notion that wherever a Jew is to be found, he is at the level of Shushan Abira, which governs the conduct throughout all 7, 20, and 100 countries. Now, since the balance of power regarding judgment over the entire world is in the hands of the Jewish people, by means of their service of God, expressed in action, speech, and thought, clearly, salvation and deliverance is first experienced by the individual Jew who brings about the favorable judgment. Since each individual must acknowledge and proclaim, the world was created for me, as it says in Gemara Sanhedrin 37a, it is understood that when the redemption begins to unfold in a matter of, and you, the Jewish people, will be gathered one by one, the process starts with this Jew. At first glance, the question is begged, how does one summon such arrogance and self-indulgence to say that when the Jewish people need to be saved from exile, all the Jewish people remain as they are for a moment while the redemption begins to unfold for this individual? A Jew responds by saying that the connection of the essence of his soul with the very essence of God, the true Redeemer, is itself an essential bond. This bond is overtly expressed by means of Torah and mitzvahs. However, even prior to the consideration of his commitment to Torah and mitzvahs, there is an essential connection of the soul to the essence of God. It is not merely a bond between two distinct things, but a unity that is kuloi chad, entirely one, in a manner that is superior to the unity described as one being a chariot to God, discussed earlier. Since a Jew and the essence of God are entirely one, a perfect union, there is absolutely nothing that comes between them. There is just the Jew and the divine essence. In this light, it is readily understood that the entire world was indeed created for the individual Jew, to the extent that God stands with him. Thus, the redemption first unfolds for him. From the address of Purim, Tafshin Mem Beis Bilti Muga.